This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
As retailers close the books on 2016 holiday shopping and turn to their 2017 prospects, things seem to be going pretty well. Consumer spending and confidence are both up. And yet, with online shopping taking an ever bigger chunk of business, national chains like Macy's and Abercrombie & Fitch and, oh yeah, Sears have announced store closures and layoffs by the thousands. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more on the retail churn and the national economy from our bureau at Oregon Public Broadcasting.
David Schick at Consumer Edge Research points out that online retail has already captured 15% of sales.
And that's growing at something like 15% year over year. So most of retail growth is occurring outside of a store.
Meaning most of the job growth is in fulfillment warehouses and truck depots, where your order for clothes or gadgets gets processed and shipped. These new jobs pay about the same as the old store-based ones, says Kathy Ruckelshaus at the National Employment Law Project.
They're both very low, hovering near the bottom of the labor market in terms of hourly wages.
Still, it's a job seeker's market right now in e-commerce logistics hubs all over the country, like Louisville, Kentucky, where Amy Glazer at staffing firm Adecco says local employers are offering
additional incentives, 401k bonus, tuition reimbursement, health and wellness programs, other things like, free meals.
John Challenger at outplacement firm Challenger Gray & Christmas says these jobs won't replace all those sales associates and store clerks at the mall.
The big distribution centers don't need as many people stocking the shelves and hauling inventory around because robotics do so much more of it.
Jobs that are in high demand and pay very well in online retail: software engineer, programmer, statistician, the people who develop and run all the algorithms and artificial intelligence that keeps e-commerce humming. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.